Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Always good to be on the show, Jim.
Larry, Ontario just announced a $5 billion auto battery plant for their province. Does that help American Manganese?
Oh, definitely. That's our target area, is to joint venture a plant on an existing gigafactory. And, so it's all one-shot deal where we can do the scraps right there, turn it around, give them back the cathode material, the cathode precursor, to actually build new batteries in almost, you could almost say, on a 48-hour basis or whatever it would work out to be. Now, more battery plants in Canada, the better off we are. We certainly have an eye on the U.S. because there's a lot of battery plants going in there. We have a lot of NDAs with companies that are doing that. And, we think that this is an opportune time for the company. Not only is it opportunity for the company, it's opportune for the recycling business. And, we're very proud of our achievements in that regard. You know, we've got the, we've gotten, close to 100% recoveries and purities in the cathode precursor materials and the lithium. And lithium is separate, of course. That's a separate circuit. But I think we have been on the right track. We made the right decisions very early in the game. And that was to spend our money on R&D. And just to go a little further on that, R&D is not something that you just mix up on the stovetop and taste it at the end of the day, and it tastes fine, and you eat it. It's R&D is hit and miss. And so there's a lot of millions of dollars have to be spent on that, a lot of time. You have to have the right group doing that. And seeing as Cometco was the one that recognized our potential abilities to recycle batteries, they have been world beaters when it comes to manganese and to lithium-ion batteries. And it's a great time for us. The R&D has taken the time, but at the end of the day, it won't seem like it's been forever. We're at least not announcing that we're going to be in production in 2022, 23, or 24 with nothing to back up our claim. And, we've been very transparent about that. So we put all the results out as they come. And, it's that type of a market, Jim. And I just would like to go a little further and talk about the general market in all regards, and that is that it's a sitting on the fence, watching the stocks type of market that we have. It's got its up days and got its down days, and but a lot of uncertainty around it with the war, Russia, and Russian advancement. And it's certainly, and the sanctions that are following up on that have boosted the price of the commodities. You can hardly go through the list of commodities without seeing that they've all increased substantially, especially nickel and lithium and, copper and all those other ones moved right along with it. They're in a bull market. And I see that lasting for some time. It's not just a war, it's inflationary activities of the governments that are overhanging the market. And but I think we're in the right field. We're in a growing industry that wants to grow. We got a lot of support from people that want EV cars. We got a lot of support from people that want to clean up the environment. And that's kind of been our agenda. was to produce something at the end of the day that will not contaminate the environment and will move things forward. So that said and done, some of the stuff that we have on our other projects, like the Rocher de Boule, has a potential for nickel. It also has a potential for rare earths. And, you know, and there'll be more news coming on that very shortly. As you know, we have applications in for to get a drilling permit. And it looks like that's going to come to a close here pretty quickly. So we can announce that when the time comes. So it's been an exciting time. I mean, you know, who wouldn't want to have their foot in each category? I'll give you an example. The example of the scarcity of manganese in the U.S. The battery recycling process, which will be rolled around the world for us, because that's going to basically be, you know, we've got patents in a lot of countries, a lot are still pending, and so, you know, it's the company has built a strong portfolio of patents, and we know what to look for if anybody's encroaching on our patents, and it's not hard to see. So it just another safeguard that we have that we are aware of. I'm not going to go into detail on how we're aware of it, but I can tell you we would be aware of it. And so that's kind of where we're sitting right now, Jim. I'm hoping that that we can enjoy the commodity market here very soon through the Rocher de Boule project. And speaking about that, the scarcity of the metals is basically, a lot of it is man-made, except for the stuff that's controlled by China. And, you know, it's policies, it's sanctions, it's wars, it's all kinds of different things that screw you over when you look at the overall market when it comes to rare earths and cathode precursor material. So all I can say is that I'm glad to be back at work, and you know, this week has been very busy, and I'm happy to be able to do the podcast again. My voice may not sound as strong as it used to, but that takes time to get that back into vogue. And it's, as far as I can see, it's going to be a great time. I see good markets are coming, especially in the EV field. And you look at the billions of dollars that are being spent on battery manufacturing, gigafactories. The, you know, that's the second leg of the EV car revolution. First, of course, is the EV cars, and then the battery manufacturing, and then the backstretch is the recycling. So you're not reading a lot about recycling at the moment, but that's going to change very quickly. And, you know, we hope to be able to demonstrate to some of our guys that hold NDAs, our process and our results and our material that they get at the end of the day. And so that would be, I'm looking forward to the next few months of actually achievement. And who knows, somebody might step out of the back stretch and say, hey, we want to joint venture that project, or hey, we want to take it over, and they better offer a lot of money. It's not something that would be sold cheaply. I've been asked the question, are we going to, would we sell it off? If somebody wanted to buy it, let's say, for a few hundred million, if somebody just wanted to buy the process and move on with what we're doing, that's not in the works, because we see this process as being a big money generator coming down the road. So, you know, to take that into account. Anyway, Jim, it's a pleasure talking to you, and it's been great. It's the first time I've talked now in a couple of weeks, so I hope that you put up with my my voice. It's probably not as enthusiastic as you'd like to hear, but it's hard to get enthusiasm across in your voice when your voice is not as strong as you'd like it to be.
Larry, can you give us a quick thumbnail sketch of American Manganese and how people can get a hold of it?
American Manganese is a critical metals company. We're going to be going for a name change to Recyclical, and Recyclical will be the new name for the company. And this is after the AGM that's coming up in June. So, what can I say? It's it'll better describe what the company's basic focus is right now. And so I'm looking forward to that. We can take very low grades of manganese and turn them into a profitable situation. And the U.S. has mostly low grades of manganese. We have a foot in the camp of the biggest deposits of those. So, I think that we've got to step up there. And then there's taking that technology, introducing it into cathode materials at the behest of Cometco. And they're right, and, they've done all the R&D work to bring it to the point where it is now. And, now with this demonstration plant ready to go, who knows? Anybody could step up to the plate. So, I've been asked a question. I said, I really don't understand. As a CEO of a company, if I saw somebody developing a process like this and did my due diligence on it, I would have been banging on the door a long time ago. But then that's the way I think. And, earlier is cheaper and later is more expensive. But anyway, maybe we're in the more expensive stage. Well, that's not so bad after all. We're a company that's traded on the Vancouver Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded in the U.S. QB Exchange under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. You can go to our website at AmericanManganeseInc.com and get all the updates. Our transparency is obvious. And see that we haven't tried to hide under a bushel. And we haven't screwed around with our financials to make us look better. But we decided not to go into the black mass until we're ready to actually use our metallurgical process. Black mass is a path that leads you down to losing money. And you need that metallurgical process at the end of the day to make it viable. So, and we've worked on both black mass and the scrap material, so we're pretty confident that that the demonstration plant will prove those abilities out and on a continuous basis. And you can reach the company at 778-574-4444, or you can email me at LREAUGH. At AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on March 25th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.